Overwhelmed by the news of Robert Mugabe's resignation, cheering and dancing in the streets. Speaker of the House of Assembly of the Zimbabwe Parliament, Jacon Mudenda, read the resignation letter on behalf of Mugabe.
I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, in terms of Section 96, Subsection 1 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, hereby formally tender my resignation as the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe with immediate effect. My decision to resign is voluntary on my part and arises from my concern for the welfare of the people of Zimbabwe and my desire to ensure a smooth, peaceful, and non-violent transfer of power that underpins national security, peace, and stability.
With that, Robert Mugabe's 37-year reign came to an end, just days after a military takeover that saw him placed under house arrest. The 93-year-old had doggedly refused to hand in his resignation, amid calls to name his sacked vice president as successor. But after a televised address at the weekend where he refused to step down, impeachment proceedings began, ending an unprecedented week in which tens of thousands of Zimbabweans took to the streets calling for his resignation. The country gained independence from the UK in 1980. Britain's Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, says he hopes the resignation will be a turning point for Zimbabwe.
This is a moment of hope for Zimbabwe and for the people of Zimbabwe. For 37 years, they've been languishing under the rule of a despot who impoverished their country. And what we hope now is that this will be a turning point, a moment when they can go forward to free, fair, democratic elections.
Meanwhile, Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has highlighted her concern for how the transition of power will unfold.
We are urging all parties to remain peaceful and follow the constitution in Zimbabwe and the transition process. There are no threats to civil order currently, but I'm certainly concerned as to how this matter will play out. It has been a long time coming, and many countries, including Australia, have been highly critical of Zimbabwe for a very long time.
But as the euphoria continues, there are some doubts about the scale of changes needed to be implemented. Kuda Mangum is the son of a former cabinet minister of the opposition MDC party. His father, Elton Mangum, was caught up in the violent 2008 presidential election. Speaking from his Melbourne home, Kuda says he is nervously watching developments.
So we have a saying in Toronto which would loosely translate as, you know, really, it's the snake changing its skin, really. And Mnangagwa is an extremely violent man. Well, if he's not at the moment, he definitely has a lot of that history, and he was one of the prime architects in the largest genocide the nation's ever seen. However, getting rid of Mugabe does bring about a whole lot of opportunity.